News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has recorded higher than expected levels of revenue collection for yet another quarter. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says revenues for the October to December 2015 quarter are $6.6 billion ahead of target.
And the major taxes that are contributing to this favorable performance is tax on interest, which is up $4.5 billion over target, SCT, which is up $2.4 billion, company tax $1.7 billion, and GCT $1.5 billion.
Mr. Biles adds that Jamaica surpassed the International Monetary Fund primary surplus and net international reserves targets for the October to December 2015 quarter and is well positioned to pass the 11th economic review for the period. Several macroeconomic indicators are also trending in the right direction, including inflation, which came out at negative 0.4% for January 2016, a 0.7% decline in employment, which fell to 13.5% in October 2015, and a 2.1% increase in stopover arrivals, complemented by a 10.2% jump in cruise ship arrivals. Amid concerns regarding the Zika virus, the National Works Agency, the NWA, is undertaking a multi-million dollar project aimed at clearing potential mosquito breeding sites. This will include the cleaning of critical drains in St. James, Hanover, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. Community Relations Officer at the NWA Western Region, Janelle Ricketts, says approximately $24 million has been devoted to the initiative. She says among the sites being targeted are the Catherine Hall drains and the North Gully in St. James, Solace Lane Drain and Sandy Bay Gully in Hanover, and Petersville and George's Plain drains in Westmoreland, while in Trelawney, the agency will target areas such as Troy and Albert Town. According to Ms. Ricketts, the program is far advanced and works are expected to be completed in short order. This latest effort by the NWA forms part of an ongoing island-wide drain cleaning program. The board and management of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, says the agency has not sold the Duns River Falls and Park to the Chinese. General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm, says the information has been circulated in the public domain and primarily on social media.
Duns River Falls has not, will not, and cannot be sold, as it is Jamaica's prime tourism destination, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors and Jamaicans on an annual basis. It is also potentially damaging to the business aspect of UDC's premier tourism project from which so many Jamaicans earn a living.
The UDC is the exclusive proprietor of the world-famous attraction, which is managed by the agency's associate company, St. Anne Development Corporation. And local manufacturing and production companies are being urged to work with the Exim Bank of Jamaica to penetrate new markets for their products. Chief Officer of Loan Administration Charles Lewis says the bank, through its trade credit insurance scheme, has the international assets to help local companies penetrate non-traditional markets, such as those in South America or Asia.
We have our credit sources across the world, international reputed credit sources, that will go into the market, ferret out the important market information, financial and trade, to assist our clients to move into these new markets. We need to diversify away from some of the traditional markets and venture into new markets. You know, you get better prices, you know, greater opportunity for growth.
Mr. Lewis reiterates that the facility is not just for large companies, but can be tailored to suit micro, small, and medium-sized businesses. He was speaking in a recent interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-0027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.